Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Welcome, Columbus, Phoenix City, Fort Benning, surrounding areas, nation, international listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to Financial Notes with Cindy G. I am your host, Cindy G, and I want to thank you for joining us for our weekly program. So if you're here, you have our new number, which is 515-605-9341. You want to engage in the conversation, just call 515-605-9341. So I got a couple of disclaimers I want to put out there. As you know, we talk about financial best practices. It's an environment where I, my guests, we converge, we talk, and we share things that have worked well for ourselves, with our families, our churches, our businesses. And that's what this community is about, sharing good practices and using those practices. So, again, our new number, 515-605-9341. I also want to do a disclaimer. I had a tooth pulled earlier today, and I'm not putting my business out there, but I am, because I may not sound as energized as I normally do, because this gauze is like really, you know, impacting the speech. But I want to thank you for joining us. And today we are going to talk about Money Moon. And so what is Money Moon? It's the time right after the honeymoon. Before we get into our program today, I want to give a shout out to our awesome producer, Shireen Renee. She makes it possible for me, my guests, to be able to share these financial practices with you. And she makes it possible for you to hear them. And we want to give her a shout out. Also, thanks to our sponsors, Kingstown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. We are so happy to have each of you here. So what can I say? Happy April 1st. I don't know if you were pranked or if you were the prankster today, but I hope everyone had a safe, happy first. Happy second quarter 2021. Hey, we're out of the first quarter. We're in second quarter. Woohoo! And then to my friends at Primerica, happy 11th anniversary. Today marks 11 years since you issued your IPO and you started trading on the New York Stock Exchange. So happy 11th anniversary on that. Now let's get into the show. Like I said, we're going to talk about marriage and money. And I was on Facebook, you know, that's not like one of my greatest resources, but it is a resource. And I was on there earlier and someone had left a quote on there and I thought it was really appropriate as it relates to marriage and just relationships. And it came from Twyla Robinson Booker. She's a good friend of mine on Facebook, a good person. And she put out there that not every man is after one thing and not every woman is after money. Some just need peace of mind and true love. And I agree with that. And I was able to witness that this past weekend when I attended a bridal expo. And during that bridal expo, there were different vendors offering maybe catering or a venue or someone to organize your wedding, or someone to help with your finances as you move forward as one. Everything that you would need to plan for a wedding, they had at this event. And what it made me realize, because I was also a vendor there, is that one thing we needed to talk about was the money moon. And when I said that, I had the opportunity to speak to numerous brides. They chuckled when I said that because, and particularly if the moms were with them, they were like, yeah, you definitely want to talk about the money moon. So five things that, you know, there are five keys to keeping the money moon alive. And I am taking this straight from Marriage and Money. It's Setting Up Your Financial Household, and it's a publication from Primerica. And I'm taking this information straight from that. As you know, when we get together and we talk and I share any research I've done or my guests, we like to reference, you know, where we're getting the information. And so the five ways to keep that money moon alive is create a budget you both can live with. I'm going to go in more detail with both. I'm just going to go over all, I'll go into more detail on all five. But first, just want to go over them. So create a budget that you both can live with. Learn the do's and the don'ts. Save for a rainy day. Plan for tomorrow, not today, financial snapshot. So I'm going to do these a little out of order and start with the fifth one and say get your financial snapshot. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can get a free financial needs analysis from a Primerica representative. I happen to be one, and you can get one absolutely free. And what that financial needs analysis is going to do, it's going to give you a detailed overview of your current financial situation and offer suggestions on how to prepare for a secure financial future. See, this FNA is complimentary, it's confidential, and it's customized for you and your spouse. So as we keep the money moon alive, let's look at getting you an FNA. Now, number four, plan for tomorrow, today. I know you've heard that saying, you know, the decisions that you make today will impact tomorrow, for tomorrow. You know, when you're married, you may depend on your spouse's income to help pay the mortgage and other living expenses. And that's a reality for many of us. And it became even a larger reality for many of us, myself in particular, too, because I was one of the individuals whose job was eliminated. So depending on your spouse to pay, you know, those living expenses was a reality. But no one wants to think about tragedy or loss. But you should discuss with your spouse a game plan if something unexpected should happen. You know, losing a job is one thing, but I was able to get another job. But what about when that person doesn't come home and that income doesn't come home? You know, nothing can replace a spouse, but a term life insurance policy, hey, that could protect your family if something should happen. So term is almost always the best choice. So in addition to considering a life insurance policy, it's important to talk about each other's wishes if you know, if one of you should not come home. One thing to keep in mind, a will, because a will gives legally binding instructions for the distribution of your property and the care of your children if you pass away. I know of situations where we sit around at family events and we talk about, you know, if this should happen, what I want to happen with my children and this and that. But without that will, that is going to give the direction to make sure that your wishes that you want are actually adhered to. And it's a simple thing. You go to your financial advisor and they can discuss the will and what, you know, what the steps are to ensure that it is done in a proper manner. So now let's kind of look at, you know, looked at four, we looked at five. So let's look at three, save for a rainy day and more. Now, I know we've always, you know, many of us, whatever, you know, whatever we get paid, we're supposed to save a certain percentage of it or save some of it. Or when we get income, save a certain amount of it. But when you are married, then, you know, and let's say you're starting a family or you're retiring from your job, that might seem, you know, that might seem a long way off, but it pays to start planning early. Saving and investing is an essential part of your financial game plan. And if you're going to have a game plan, part of it, it has to have that savings and investing. Not one, the other, but both of them. And it means more than just putting a few dollars in a savings account, because your saving game plan should include emergencies. You know, emergencies is not a matter if they're going to happen. It's a matter of when they're going to happen. You know, we talk about an emergency fund. So for some of us, you know, emergency fund is $500. That's a great start, because let's face it, if you need a new tire or new tires, $500 could impact and throw the budget off for months. But when you're saving for emergencies, you'll have it. Then $1,000. Then 3 months of your bills. Only you know how much it takes to run your household. And as you, when you come together as one, you will both know what it takes to run your household. Three times that amount. Let's face it, if many of us had had that, then the pandemic wouldn't have impacted so much financially. Now, I'm not even going to sit here and say, even if you had had 6 months, you wouldn't have been as impacted by the pandemic, because it has impacted us in other ways other than financial. But if we had had 3 months or 6 months of our monthly bill saved, then the impact wouldn't have been as much. Experts suggest having at least 3 to 6 months worth of your living expenses set aside for a rainy day to you know, cover expenses. And shockingly, they have found that 10 United States adults, not 10, 30%, so 3 in 10 percent of United States adults have no emergency savings at all, with only 1 in 4 admitting to having a rainy day fund, but not enough in it to cover 3 months worth of living expenses. Well, you know what? Hey, now we can turn that around. I spoke to one bride. She was like, oh, it's too late for me. Let me put this out. It is not too late for anybody. So if you want to change the direction that you're going, it's just like your GPS. You may be going one way. You can make a turn and reroute. Reroute and pivot and get on that track. So we're going to go over more details on saving for a rainy day after we come back from this break. It's going to take a quick 5-minute break, and then we're going to come back and talk about emergencies, setting some short-term goals, and a couple other things that relate to a rainy day. And then we're going to complete the 5 keys to keeping the money moon alive. We know statistically marriage is in because of lack of communication and finances. So let's stop that, and let's keep the money moon alive. We'll see you in about 5 minutes.
Care about you. Did you grow up in an alcoholic or dysfunctional home? ACA is a recovery program for adults whose lives were affected as a result of being raised in an alcoholic or dysfunctional family. To get help, go to adultchildren.org.
Welcome back to Financial Notes with Cindy G. What an inspirational break that was. Thank you so much, Shireen Renee. We're going to continue discussing the five keys to keeping the money moon alive. So we're on step three, and we've already talked about, you know, emergency funds. So let's talk about short-term goals. So now you're married. Maybe you're looking at having a summer vacation, getting some new appliances, planning for another trip. save up for these things like travel. Let's face it, it's better to pay cash than getting stuck with those high-interest credit card debts to do that. And then child's education. If you decide you're going to start a family, it's smart to consider the educational cost. Studies have shown that the average annual cost of an undergraduate degree not only increases every year, but has actually experienced a steep rise between the last two generations that have graduated. So with that said, a study also compares the average annual growth rate for an education at a four-year public university with the average annual growth rate in real median wages between 1989 and 2016, and found the cost to attend a university has risen 8 times more quickly than wages have. So if you're looking at having children, let's look at, you know, planning for their education. And then don't leave yourselves out. Plan for your retirement. That's right. When you're young, retirement may seem, oh, that's right. Oh, that's so far away. That's the time to plan. Because that way you have more time to save and invest. 6 in 10 workers say that preparing for retirement makes them feel stressed. And a sizable share say they're just straight dreading it. Could it be because they are not prepared? Only 42% of workers report that they have ever tried to calculate how much money they're going to need to have saved so that they can live comfortably. So definitely look at saving and investment and planning for your retirement. But real talk, if your company provides 401k, matching 401k, that's a no-brainer. Take full advantage of that, okay? Take full advantage. So we talked about saving for a rainy day. We talked about planning for tomorrow and getting your financial snapshot. So let's talk about the debt do's and the debt don'ts. Do break your bad debt habits before you break your marriage, okay? No, make a commitment not to be that 50% that divorces because of finances. More than one-third of millennials say student loan debt, among other kinds of debt and money issues, led to their divorce. That's a sad number, but a number that we can change. Consider the typical divorce today costs $15,500, and divorce attorneys charge a common rate of $250 an hour. It pays to have a good sense when dealing with debt. Do communicate honestly about your spending habits. You know, be honest. Be honest with him. Be honest with her. Set a monthly date to discuss your finances together. Now, look, I believe in date night. I don't think every date night needs to be discussing finances. But, yeah, be intentional about this. We're intentional about what we want. So be intentional about this. Set a date. Discuss your finances. You know? Don't live beyond your means. I know a lady. She makes extremely well, but she has always lived beneath her means. You know, this says don't live beyond your means. She's always lived beneath them. So nearly 80% of American workers are living paycheck to paycheck with no financial cushion. So a big part of the reason boils down to living beyond our means. So don't do it. And don't abuse your credit. Although it might be tempting to buy that furniture or the electronics for your new home, impulse easily add up and harm your credit down the road. Low credit scores can cost consumers tens. So a good rule of thumb is to keep your credit card at no more than 30% of the credit limit on each card. And that also, of course, assist with your credit card, with your rating because of utilization. So that's awesome. And then the final, you know, just going back, create a budget that you both can live with. You know, 50% living essentials, you know, rent, transportation, mortgage, insurance, food, and utilities. 20% towards your financial goals, debt reduction, savings, and investment. And 30% flexible spending, which includes items that you want to buy, but you don't necessarily have to. So keeping your finances separate or joining your bank account is a matter of your personal preference. I know if we were to take a poll right now, answers would vary. Do, you know, what works for you, but whatever you decide, don't forget to communicate. So if you're feeling like, you know, feeling left out of the financial loop, you need to schedule a monthly talk at least once a week. Don't fill out of the financial loop in your own marriage. Have that conversation, you know? So we talked about the five keys to keeping the money moon alive. Create a budget that you both can live with. Learn the debts, do's, and don'ts we just talked about. Save for a rainy day and more. Plan for tomorrow, not just today, and get your financial snapshot. Now, when I first opened, I talked about how I went to a wedding expo, and there were just different vendors there that were helping the brides and the grooms. And I was there, and I was speaking about the money moon. And so for all you brides out there, just be aware that there's another bridal expo coming up April 18th, and it's being sponsored by the vendor suite. It is called the Wedding Event Bridal Show. April 18th is in Columbus, Georgia, from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Rankin Gardens and Atrium. So if you have questions, just go to www.thevendorsuite.com. It has been awesome being here on today, being able to share financial habits that I know have worked for individuals. We're here every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I look forward to seeing you next week. Well, seeing you, okay, talking with you, engaging with you. And so happy that you did find us. And you know our new number, which is 515-605-9341. This is Financial Notes with Cindy G. This is a community environment where I and my guests share financial practices that have worked for us, our family, our friends, our churches, our communities. So we'll see you next week on Financial Notes with Cindy G. Have a great week. For individuals who celebrate Easter, happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day. Enjoy, be blessed. See you next week. Signing off.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind. We'll be right back.